This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hey guys, I'm Lucas Neff.
I'm Barry Rothbart.
Hey, it's me, Flula Borg.
Oh, yep, no,
that's
right
Flula
on time.
Borg.
Yeah, for
He's
an episode.
He's our guest on
Get High and Save the World,
where we actually do save the world, talking about flulanthropy.
Oh, snappadocious.
And planets made of chocolate.
Jupiter.
And environmental pornography.
Yes.
Environmentally friendly pornography.
So tune in.
That Scott Pruitt wouldn't approve of.
Oh,
wouldn't approve of.
Oh.
Wednesdays at 8 p.m.
Get high and save the world.
It's the Starburns Industries Tape of the Month Club. 12 original cassette tapes delivered to your door. Each month, you'll receive a crisp new cassette tape of auditory delights made by some of the most funky and creative artists around. Featuring Dino Stamatopoulos, Natalie Palamides, Johnny Pemberton, Dan Harmon, future Ladies of Wrestling, Alan Resnick and Dina Kelberman, Dynasty Handbag, Jeff B. Davis, Rob Schraub, Lance Bangs, DJ Doug Pound, Kron, Open Mike Eagle, Ron Lynch, and on and on and on. Subscribe now. $13 gets you a crisp, unique tape in the mail each month. For $20, you receive a portable cassette player so you can listen to your tapes on the go. Here's how to order.
For credit card customers, please call 747-888-0945. That's 747-888-0945. Or save COD charges and log onto the World Wide Web at d.rip/SBI-PRESS.
It's a good deal.
Feral Audio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 3.
Wow.
Yeah, we've done 2 already.
It's fantastic. I don't remember them. What if we retread things that we talked about in the first 2 because it was so long
ago? That's what I was kind of worried about.
Well, we could.
It doesn't matter.
No, we could. Here's the thing. I wanted to talk about your recent scare.
Yeah.
We need to talk about dehydration. We need to talk about water, and people need to drink more water.
Maybe sinus infections.
I recently have had a battle.
I as well.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just dive into it. So Steve, so a week ago I got a text from Steve.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's right.
A text photo.
from the emergency room.
From the emergency room. Go
saying,
on.
We got to record some episodes.
Because I'm about to die.
I might be dead in a week.
You're not dead.
No, I'm still alive.
You
I can't believe it.
Severely dehydrated because
I drink too much coffee.
Well, that's, yeah. And you were having really bad heart palpitations.
It's not so much the coffee as the lack of water. That's my actual problem.
Right. Because I drink an insane amount of coffee every day. Really?
I have maybe 2 cups.
All right. Here's what I'm going to walk you through my coffee intake.
Yeah.
I start my morning with bulletproof coffee. I believe
I've
we
seen
covered
you Instagram
this.
That, yeah.
I think we covered this in one of the first 2 podcasts.
We might have.
But if you don't know what bulletproof coffee is, you can look it up. So I start my day with a bulletproof coffee. That's 12 ounces.
Ugh.
Then I go and I do my super intense workout.
That's crazy. You do coffee before a workout, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, probably. It's probably a little crazy.
I would be afraid I would shit my pants.
Oh, I don't see. We need to get into this at some point, but I have IBS and spastic colon. And so. Steve, did you not know that?
This podcast is going to be the greatest thing
I've had IBS and spastic colon. I was like diagnosed when I was 24, I think, or 25 with it. But so for me, like pooping is like never, I know that it's like going to happen all the time. So
we have to do a whole episode just on pooping because it is one of my biggest, not fears or phobias, but I fucking hate it so much.
You hate pooping?
Hate it.
I don't understand why it's so hard. See, this is the other thing. My husband and I talk about this too. He's like, I've never met anyone. It's like, it takes me 2.5 seconds to poop. Like, I don't, it's not like, I don't understand people that go in there and it's like 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't get that either, but it's the worst part of my day.
Really? Yeah. I just don't care. I don't care one way or another, but I've lived with it for so many years of like...
So you can go in public bathrooms and do it?
For sure. 100%. I have to. I do think also there's a difference with men because the stalls versus the thing, versus the pee, what are those things called?
Urinals. Holy fuck. The pee
I have two girls. I don't have yeah. reason to know this jargon, right. the urinals.
Right.
Anyway, I think that there's a different like pressure for men pooping in public than there is for women.
My girlfriend, we should do this for another topic, but my girlfriend and I got in a kind of a huge fight over New Year's. We were in North Carolina in Asheville at this place called the Biltmore Estate.
Fantastic. I know what it
is. Have you been there?
No, I haven't, but I know what it is.
Fucking bonkers. But it's out in the middle of nowhere in Asheville, and we'd been there like the whole day, and I had to take a dump really bad. And I'm like, let's go back to the hotel. She's like, what? She's like, that's going to be forever going back, going to the car and then going back to the hotel and then coming back here. She's like, there's bathrooms all over the place. And I was like, I can't. We got into a huge fight.
I'm with her though. Like you gotta suck it up. Everybody, like there are books, like everyone poops. You know what I mean? Like it's not anything. I have no poop shame at all.
All right. That's going to be another episode.
It is?
We got to rein it in.
Okay.
Or should we just do,
I mean, poop? We can just go for it.
All right. This is poop. We can talk about dehydration later. Cause I'm always dehydrated.
So I'm an actress, obviously, and I don't know anyone who lives and works in Los Angeles and works in this business that doesn't have some sort of stomach problem. People either get
stomach and mental problems.
Well, mental problems, that's why we're here. Like you yeah. come to Hollywood if you're fucked up in the head. But if you stay in Hollywood, your stomach is going to yeah. wreak havoc on you
that's
and
true.
Your life. So I was always having sort of these stomach issues and problems. I started professionally acting when I was 19 and it got progressively worse. And by the time I was on Dawson's Creek, it was like terrible. Like I couldn't do anything without having like horrible cramps, massive diarrhea. Like it was just terrible. And the worst part, some people are like, oh, that's so great. Cause then you like feel skinny, but I would get super bloated.
That's so great. Ugh.
Well, welcome to Hollywood,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
But I would get really bloated. So it was just like the whole thing was terrible. And this is years ago now, like almost not quite 20 years ago, but like 15, 17 years ago. It's kind of before people really knew about probiotics.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a part
By the way,
of
probiotics are a fucking godsend.
They really are. I highly recommend them. So anyway, so I had a boyfriend in my 20s who was like very like my roommate and I called him the secret pooper. Like he like would never
middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
go
me.
To like Starbucks on the corner or whatever.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Me.
And I was like just in pain the whole time and struggling, but I couldn't talk to him about it. And I was talking I talked to my roommate a lot about it. And then I started dating the guy that's now my husband, Mark, and we went to Las Vegas.
From last episode.
Yep. You know him, guys. And we went to Las Vegas right when we started dating. So we'd been only together like
road trips,
4 months, maybe. Oh, by the way, on one of our first dates, I had an attack of IBS and spastic colon in which we went to dinner and then we went to see a movie at the Arclight and I could barely make it into the Arclight and I couldn't tell him then because we literally was like our second date.
Wow.
And I just had like, you know, horrible.
Do you shit your pants a lot?
No, only one time.
Wow.
When I was like 20 something. I have it totally under control now, which is like amazing. The IBS, not the.
Yeah, yeah.
But so, yeah, like it was so terrible, so painful. And we went to Las Vegas with his entire family. I don't know why. Like, he like wanted me to come meet his family. I guess we've been dating like 6 months.
In Vegas. Where's his family from?
Well, they're from the East Coast.
Okay.
And so it was like a middle point.
That happens a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Or something. But they wanted to go there. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm meeting his family. I guess we've been dating like about 6 months. And I get an attack. Ugh. And it's blood. It's like straight up blood. And
I would have fainted.
Yeah, it was super upsetting. So I've been dealing with this now. Let's say like
for
like
a that it's IBS?
Not yet. No, huh? So I haven't gone to the doctor.
You
I haven't
think
been
you have dying. Cancer
I'm in my early 20s. Do you know what I mean? I'm like 25 years old at this point. And so I've been dealing with this for at least 3 or 4 years, but just thinking like stress, and I probably drink too much, and I like am a kid and I don't eat well and whatever. Yeah. But then when I'm in, and I've never had talked about it with my ex-boyfriend, and then I'm in Las Vegas with my new boyfriend and I am shitting blood and I'm like, well, this can't be good, right? And I'm like, I have to tell him. And so I called my mom, I think, from the stall. And I was like, Mom, something really bad is happening. She's like, busy. You've got to call a doctor. You have to get this taken care of. So then I come out and I was really like sweaty, upset, whatever. Mark's like, what's happening? Are you all right? What's going on? And I'm like, okay, this is crazy, but I just shit like straight up blood.
Oh
like,
my fucking God.
And he's like, are you kidding? Do you need to go to the hospital? I was like, no, I feel okay right now. My mom just says that like when we go back to LA, I need to go to the doctor and get it figured out, get it taken care of. So my doctor in LA, my general practitioner referred me to, you know, a doctor.
I'm going to pass out
Cedars.
Right now.
And, you know, at age 25, I went and got a colonoscopy.
Oh my God.
Which was, it's just like you think you get put under. It's not terrible,
but there's a lot of prep involved in a colonoscopy.
I mean, but at this point, when you're talking about someone that's had like basically nonstop diarrhea for 4 years, you're like,
whatever.
Oh, what? Who cares? Like, where's the saline?
That's a normal night for
me.
Yeah,
like who cares? So I went and got the colonoscopy, and I went to the doctor, and he diagnosed me. I mean, I didn't have Crohn's disease, which is great, you know, good that I didn't have that. And I tested negative for celiac.
Wow.
Right. So that's good.
That's
so
great.
Then it was just IBS and spastic colon. And they showed me on the thing that the left side, exactly where I had said I would get this like horrible cramping on the left side, like that part of my colon was super inflamed. And
so what is a spastic colon? I know what IBS is, but
I don't know. Spastic colon like makes it, for me, it's like just this hard cramp on my left side. And then it's like just empty. The bowels just like you have to go immediately. Like there's no, like, you're like, oh, am I going to make it?
Right.
I've had a lot of like, am I going to make it moments in my life.
Right.
The two times when it's been completely in remission and I haven't had one iota of symptoms have been both times I was pregnant for the entire 9 months.
Wow.
It was like, my body was like, you know what? You have enough to deal with. You're building a baby. Let's just like chill out and we won't go through this for you. Isn't that weird?
I wonder why that is.
I mean, I have talked to the doctor about it and they suggested that possibly it was hormones, like a hormonal thing. And then that's what a fact. And So I'm 25 and the doctor diagnoses me with this and he's like, so here's your option. I'm going to prescribe this pill for you.
Yeah.
And then you just are going to be constipated for the rest of your life. And I was like, well, that seems terrible.
It's which is the lesser of two evils.
Right. And I was like, I'll take the thing that I've been dealing with for 5 years. Cause at least I know
how to deal with it
and B, that it's not actually killing me. And I don't want to, again, I'm very much like you, Steve. I don't want to take a drug every day. I'm not on the birth control pill. Don't want things in my body on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So then I started looking into like sort of like holistic ways to treat it and what I could do to calm it down. And this is, again, pre-gluten-free vibes, like when people didn't, and pre-probiotics.
Yeah.
So I went to an allergist who suggested that possibly I could control it with doing some like food allergy tests and staying away from things I was sensitive to.
Yeah.
And that we might be able to find some triggers. So I did an elimination diet where for like 3 weeks I ate basically nothing except for brown rice and like something else,
and
chicken. And then I would add stuff.
Did you find anything you were allergic to?
Yeah. Or trigger, like it was right. like triggering. It's not like,
not, that,
not like a real allergy, but it would like trigger the IBS.
Like intolerance.
So gluten, so certain types of gluten are very triggering for me.
Yeah.
Like it's also like cumulative. Like, so if I stay away from bread and wheat and pasta and stuff for a while, I can go eat pizza once every 2 weeks and I won't have the symptoms.
Right.
But if I eat pizza on like a Friday night and on Saturday I have French toast, like I'm screwed.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow.
It's game over. Black pepper, too much black pepper. And the doctor said that's a very common one. And I've told people who have had stomach problems and like that to look out for the black pepper thing, because it's one of those things that like gets put in a lot of stuff and people like overuse it.
Yeah, I put it in everything.
It can be very triggering for stomach problems, for indigestion and making people feel gross and having diarrhea.
So when you have an incident, is it something that lasts for a while or is it just like one and done? And then you're like, oh, okay, I better watch it.
It depends. Like last week I had like a total battle all week, like for like 3 or 4 days, but I was PMSing.
Right.
And so again, I think the hormone thing has to do with it. Ugh. It's a fucking nightmare.
It sounds like worst case scenario for
it
me.
It sucks, but it's like, but I am really used to it. And you know, I don't know. Like I just, at this point, the only time it really bugs me, so I just poop all the time, but the only time it really, really bugs me is when I get that horrible pain on the left side.
Right.
And that's when it's like untenable. And that doesn't happen as frequently.
How long does that last, the pain?
I mean, hours.
Have you tried weed?
Well, yes. And that, and recently,
yeah,
I've gotten very into, did we talk about this yet?
No.
About my CBD.
Oh, I think
gummies.
We might have.
I think we did. Cause I don't take Xanax or Ativan anymore for anxiety. I only take
CBD
and THC.
Good shit.
It's amazing. And I just like, so funny. I was like thinking about talking on my Instagram story about like, you know, getting high on with a gummy.
Yeah.
But then I was like, there's still so many people in this country that have such a weird negative connotation with like THC and CBD, but it's so, I mean, I know we live in California. I understand we're like the crazy hippies, but it really is like God's medicine, guys.
I haven't smoked weed in any form or I don't do edibles because I lose control, but I haven't had weed in like probably 7 or 8 months. I just haven't. But it was the only thing that would help with my nausea from my vertigo. Like I've had chronic vertigo like my whole adult life.
Right.
And the one thing, and nausea, by the way, is one of the fucking worst. Just a nagging sense of like
I
could puke
on that cruise ship the whole time, and it was so stupid. I do have moments where I feel like if 90% of humans lived inside my body for 1 week, they would be like,
I'm killing myself.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What's going on? Why are you in so much pain all the time? But I just like, I exist.
That's your life.
This is my life.
Yeah, yeah.
I exist with this.
That's
like
how I am with vertigo.
And it drives me forward and I just go through it. But when I was on the cruise ship for a week on vacation, I didn't realize until I got to New York that night, I started to feel normal. And I was like, oh, I've felt terrible for an entire
week.
I had motion sickness for a week.
That's why
I
won't do a cruise.
I was the whole time. Oh, you should definitely not. Although it was really fun.
Yeah, it was the one thing. In fact, when my dad was sick and dying, I kept trying to get him to do edible.
I wanted my mom to do edibles for her knee surgery.
Yeah. I was like, Dad, I will get you something that will fucking really help you. He's like, no, no. Like,
I know.
I'm like, I wish people, you know, my dad drank, like he wasn't an alcoholic, but he would drink. I'm like, it's no different.
No different.
No different. It's, in fact, it's more natural.
And it's better. And it takes care of so many different things. It's also so interesting to me. I was talking to someone this morning and I was talking about the CBD gummies that I take. And my friend was like, oh, I'm too afraid because I get really paranoid when I'm high. I'm like
there's it's no THC in this.
But also, like, weed is not the same as it was even 10 years ago. Like, it's so... It's they, like, have been able
it's engineered.
To... It's engineered. I mean, is it GMO?
Is it
Monsanto?
I hope not. Oh my God. Only be a matter of time, right?
It is, right? It must be. Are we going to be... Is something bad going to happen to us because the name?
I have a fucking bud of marijuana the size of a pineapple.
Yeah.
Thanks, Monsanto.
Yeah. So anyway, so IBS, spastic colon, I don't know, man. It is a bummer. I live with it. I don't like, it's so funny. I've like never talked about it. This will totally be like a peoplemag.com story now.
TMI with Busy Phillips.
I mean, seriously, but like, honestly, I'm all about taking the stigmas away from everything, Steve. Like, let's just talk about stuff.
Oh, as a comedian,
you know what I mean?
I talk about everything. Right. I don't talk about my family, but anything involving me, I talk about my mental health issues, my vertigo, my poops. I don't know. I think I can trace my poop
issues. Why do you
issues.
Hate it so much?
I think I can trace it back to when I was like 9 or 10. Uh-huh. I was at summer camp.
Oh no. Oh no.
And the water went out.
Oh no.
At the camp. And so everyone had to shit in outhouses.
Oh no.
Which I already wasn't too thrilled about because they stink so bad. But I remember going into the outhouse to poop and a bunch of kids from my cabin.
Yeah.
Tried to tip it over.
Are you kidding?
First, they were throwing rocks at it, which is
oh my God.
So loud. And then I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, it starts rocking back and forth.
No.
And I just pulled up my, no wiping, just pulled up my pants and just ran out.
Here's what I think. I think you need to do some cognitive behavioral therapy attached to this. I think you need to like do some sort of thing where you can get past it. Because that does suck. That seems super traumatic.
It's weird because years later, I got sent to military school when I was like 16 or 17. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first day I go into the barracks or the dorm and they're like, the bathroom's down at the end of the hall. And I go in and I walk into the bathroom and it was my worst nightmare. It's like you see in all the movies, like Full Metal Jacket and stuff. It's just toilets. Around the wall.
No, and there was no
stalls. In my head, there were no stalls at all. I've been told since that there were stalls, but they didn't have doors in front.
Right. They were just like, that makes sense.
Which is still horrible because you're sitting there pooping at lunch and then someone sits directly across from you.
And you're like, hey, dude, what's up?
You're like trying not to make eye contact. So for the first 3 or 4 months of military school, I would only go to the bathroom like at 2 in the morning. I'd hold it all night and then go when I was the only person in there, or I would go at school, or no, I had a place in the chapel, like, cause no one ever went to the chapel. And so I would go to the chapel during the week. Bathrooms were always spotless. And I found out later, like a few years ago, I was driving and I was like, I had too much coffee. I'm going to shit my pants. And I pulled into that. What's the mall over on Riverside? Mayfair. That mall in Riverside and like Whitsitt or Coldwater.
Yeah, the people listening to this podcast, certainly.
Oh, yeah. There's a mall here. And I was driving past the mall and I pull in. I'm like, I got to find a bathroom. And then I went into like, I think it was Macy's. And I was like, where's your bathroom? And I go in and it was spotless. And I was like, men don't go to department stores.
No.
So that's one thing I always have.
It's a great secret pooping location.
Go to a fucking department store if you have to poop. Because
I mean, listen, I will go anywhere. I will go
gas stations.
Oh, for sure. Steve, I have had no choice over the years. I used to have like friends' apartments around the city where I would just like, they were like safe places.
There's a key under the mat.
Yeah. Where I would get to go. Yeah. And I just, it sucks. It sucks to like feel that. But I also, I don't know. it is what it is.
I went surfing when I was in high school. Me and a couple of friends went surfing down in Mexico, down in Baja, and we were camping. And it was just 3 days. So I was like, if I poop before we go.
Oh my God, Steve, no.
I know I can make it without pooping the whole time. And of course, we're in Mexico. So
three days?
I eat like tacos or something.
Wait,
like,
but by the way, we need to talk about the fact that you could go 3 days without pooping.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about? That's insane. You have to poop every day, twice a day.
At least. But this, I was like, I'm not going to poop down in fucking Mexico, especially when there's only an outhouse. And there was an outhouse up on this hill. It looked like a fucking haunted house up above the campground. And so, of course, the morning of like our third day, I was like, I had this shit so bad. And I'm like, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it back to the United States. I can't make a 3 hour drive.
I can't believe you were planning to wait 3 days.
So I climb up this hill. I am drenched in sweat. It's one of those poops. And the closer I get to the outhouse, you know that thing where you get home and like,
yeah,
you've been able to hold it no problem. And as you get to the front door, you're like, your butt,
am I gonna make it?
Your colon is like, I recognize this area. It's time to start relaxing. And so I'm like, my colon, my brain's going, hey, you can start letting the boys out. We're almost to the fucking outhouse. And I get up there. I open the door and it is the worst outhouse. And I've seen some horrible. There was shit on every wall.
Oh my God, Steve. That's disgusting.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened. That also happens at like, you know, rest areas along like the 5 freeway. You walk in, you're like,
it's like crazy people. Crazy like, people.
Why is there shit on the wall?
Mentally.
Someone had to shit in their hand and put it up there.
I think it's like they're mentally disturbed. Well, that's like a whole thing.
They travel a lot. Mentally disturbed travel a lot. So I opened the door and it was just flies and everything. I was just like,
I'm going to throw up.
I go, and I just like crouch down right next to the outhouse and just shit on the ground.
You couldn't even go in the outhouse.
It was
so gross.
It was so gross. It was everywhere. And I was like, yeah, I guess there's no one to clean this.
I was in Africa, which is a whole other story.
No Africa for me and no India.
And we were in a village. They took us to the outhouse bathroom. There were the hole in the ground that we were supposed to use.
You stand over,
and it was just bees. It was just filled with bees.
You allergic to bees?
Yes, of course I am. Of course I am.
Fuck.
Yeah.
No.
I held till we got back to the hotel later in the day. I was like, well, this is just not worth it. It's not worth dying over this poop. I was nervous. I went on a hiking excursion thing a year ago where you go for these epically long hikes, like 14 mile hikes.
Yeah, yeah.
And before our group, they're like, you kind of like separate out because everybody's at their own pace. And I'm a real go-getter, you know, so I went fast. But before you leave, the trail guides are like, someone will have to poop. So like, here's a plastic bag that has...
bag.
No, you have no for the toilet paper. For the toilet paper. Don't
I'm
poop
not
in the bag.
Shitting in a bag. Nope.
No, they just were like, go dig a little hole with your heel, poop in the hole, cover it up, use the toilet paper, put it in the bag and bring it back. Don't leave any toilet paper out.
So depressed.
In the thing. And yeah. I was so nervous. I was like a 3 day thing. I was like, of course I'm going to have to because this is my lot in life. I'm the pooper.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to the whole time.
Amazing.
It was kind of great. Yeah. It was the one time that
I went the year after that thing at summer camp where the kids tried to tip me over in the outhouse, which I think is what started
it's
all
obviously
this.
What started it. That's so traumatic.
I did a version of camp the next year. This was up in the mountains of Idlewild above Palm Springs, where it was called Indian Camp, where we slept in a teepee up on the hill above
That's
the main
cool.
camp. Yeah, it was really cool. But there's no bathrooms up there. You'd have to like go to the bathroom, the outhouse at the bottom of the hill. And I was like, you know, 10 or 11. And so I was like, I'm going to hold my poop as long as I can. So I managed to do it for like a couple days. And
God, Steve, so much withholding.
I know.
This is like a real, but it's also like psychologically not good for you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like a major thing, like with kids. Like you don't want to give kids poop issues. Like Cricket.
Yeah, you don't want to shame them at all.
No, Cricket literally pooped in a diaper way too long. Like she, you know, was potty, fully potty. Like, she would pee in the potty. She knew how to do it.
Yeah.
And in order to poop, she would demand a diaper. She would hold her poop until nighttime, make me put a pull-up or a diaper on her, go into her crib, pretend to fall asleep, and poop.
There's a raccoon in your backyard.
There he is. There he is, sir.
Speaking of poop.
He is. This guy is living the life.
I saw him on your Instagram just like a day or two ago.
I'm going to do an Instagram story while we're on.
I think one lives under my apartment.
Oh, he's back. Guys, the raccoon is back, and Steve, AG, and I are doing our podcast, and I just, oh my God, he's like walking.
He's huge.
He's huge. That was kind of freaky.
He's like the size of like a bulldog.
I'm not into it. I don't like it at all. There's Steve.
So I'm in this camp, and I'm staying in a teepee up on a hill, and so after a few days of not pooping, I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like 10 or 11, so it's probably 10 o'clock at night.
I'm so worried about your withholding. Okay, yes.
And so I wake up in the middle of the night, this little 10-year-old, and I've got to shit bad. And I'm like, fuck. And so I'm like, I'm going to try and make it down the hill in the dark to the outhouse. And so I'm walking. Oh, no, that was it. It's like, I'm not going to the outhouse. I'm just going to walk out into the forest and poop by a tree.
It's a terrible idea, but okay.
And so I grab some like Kleenex or something
Steve.
And I go put it in my pocket and I go out and I'm walking through the trees in the forest. I'm like, I'm going to get as far away so no one finds this or finds me. And I squat down and I take a poop. I make my way back and I get into the teepee and I go to sleep. The next day we all wake up and we're going down the hill to go to breakfast. And we are walking down the trail, which is basically a dirt road. We're walking down and I'm in the back of the group. And all of a sudden towards the front of the group, I hear people start going, ew.
No, no.
Oh my God.
No, no.
I had shit in the middle of the road.
Steve.
And I'm walking by it and I'm.
Oh my God.
I'm joining in.
And you're like, ew.
I'm going,
who would do that?
Fucking gross. I'm 10. I wasn't saying fucking, but I'm like, oh, gross.
Steve, okay. First of all, this is so interesting because before, I remember when I got to college feeling, because I had I lived in one of those floors that had a communal bathroom situation. And I remember there was like one private stall that you could close the door. And I remember like, thinking like, oh, I'll just poop in there. That's the pooper. That's the pooping room. But I didn't have IBS. But before that moment, before I was like 18 years old at college, I do not have any memories associated with having to go to the bathroom, like with pooping or anything. Like it doesn't, you have like at least two stories. Have scarred you, which I think is like very I think it's really interesting.
I had a girlfriend in college. We actually ended up living together for years. She's who I moved to LA with. God, I hope she's not listening to this. This is going to be mortifying, but she would like poop with the door open in the back. Like there was a time where it didn't bother
me. But listen, I've been with Mark Silverstein for 12 years. Mm-hmm. We've been married for 10.
Yeah.
Never once have I left the door open. My daughters have seen me poop only because children give you no privacy at all.
Right.
And they just like bust in.
Right.
But like Mark and I close the door. It's not even like, I just feel like that is still a thing where it's like, he doesn't need to see me doing it. There's something weird about that to me.
I'm the same way, but there was a time where she would poop with the door open and it didn't bother me. Now it would fucking drive me insane. And,
but so do you feel like your poop phobia has gotten worse over the years?
It's not even when I am at home by myself, I'm super regular. I'm lucky in that I'm a morning poop, like regularly, like between 9 and 10 a.m. always, which there's a bummer when I book a job and I have like an early call time because I'll wake up at like 5 in the morning to go to work.
Right.
And I'll be like, I can't go yet. And but I'm always... If you were to look at your watch between 9 and 10, go, oh, Steve's probably really bummed out right now because he's sitting on the toilet going poop.
But what you're so bummed out about, doesn't it make you feel alive?
No, like, it makes me feel you're in your most vulnerable position, like sitting there with a turd hanging out of your butt. Someone could bust in.
When we redid our master bathroom, I really splurged. I felt like it was
squatty potty.
Very important. Not the squatty potty. I don't need that. I got the fancy Japanese toilet with the heated seat and the bidet and the dryer. It dries your tush for you if you need it to. It's legitimately magical. It's like the nicest thing. We just had to replace the toilet in our girls' bathroom upstairs that they share. And I'm not kidding you. My daughter was legitimately pissed that I didn't buy the super fancy Japanese
toilet.
Did they
go in and use yours?
Of course. Yeah. We always know, like, we just like hear the little noise. I'm like, Birdie, get out of there.
Yeah.
Stop using the
I think
bidet.
Those are also like standard in Japan. Like if you go to a hotel, they're like.
For sure. Our bathroom is like basically modeled after like an Amman bathroom. Like I wanted to feel because especially with my IBS, I'm going to spend a lot of time in there. Like I need it feel good.
My girlfriend and I, you know, we talk about her eventually moving out here to LA, and I've been in a studio apartment for 10 years and it works for me because I've just been alone and I just need a place to sleep and write and watch TV. And now that, you know, she's been out, you know, when she comes out to visit, you know, by the end of the week, we're both like, yeah, we both couldn't live in that, no. Especially when she brings her dog out. But she's also like, when we get a place, it has to have like two bathrooms, just
for sure.
For sure. And also I want a fucking big ass bathtub. I'm 6'6". So like a standard bathtub in an apartment just doesn't work for me. You know, when we went to this hotel in Asheville, I think it was called the Grand Bohemian. Like it had a big ass fucking tub for like two. And I was just like, we're taking baths every night and just like sitting in there. Just like, this is so.
I take a bath every night, every single night. So, and we also have, see if you do it right, we have the bathroom. We have like a separate toilet room for the Japanese toilet.
Smart.
It's a separate toilet room. And then there's our steam shower and our nice bathtub that has these bubbles that are like, you can do regular jets, but then they have these bubbles that are really weird and they're supposed to exfoliate your skin. I don't really understand them, but it feels nice.
Huh?
And I take a bath every night, but we couldn't fit a giant tub in because of the space that we had.
Yeah.
We did have to get a smaller, you would not be happy in that tub. You'd like our big steam shower, but you would not.
That's
like the tub.
Good too. I love the toilet in its separate little
separate
area.
Room. I'm going to take you on a tour after we finish this.
When we were in Asheville at this hotel, the room was perfect. The bathtub, and it had a separate room for the toilet, but it didn't have a door.
What?
Which bummed me out. And then also the main bathroom where the bathtub and the sink were, there was one of those big window hole in the walls that led to the regular room. So I was like,
so you're pooping in the room.
I go, if I poop in this toilet, you're going to smell it in a few minutes.
That's not cool. That's not cool.
Such a bummer topic. This is the worst topic. I'm glad we're getting it out of the way.
I really am concerned about I want you to get over this hatred because it's so, like, listen, I know that I love Oprah, and Oprah really brought the conversation to the forefront a few years ago where I felt like, finally, I can be free and talking about this. It's so important to your health. People need to pay attention to their poop.
Yeah.
They need to like be aware when they're, the idea that you could go 3 days without pooping makes me actually upset.
So I can't do it now. So when you get, like if you get food poisoning and got diarrhea, would you be able to tell the difference between food poisoning diarrhea and IBS diarrhea?
Oh, that's interesting.
Like,
I don't know.
Oh, it might be something I ate, or fuck, I might just have IBS.
I mean, the only time I've really had food poisoning, I've had it twice in the last like 12 years. I was vomiting and
simultaneously.
Shitting. Yes. So that was like very clear what was happening. I mean, I've definitely had like, we go to Mexico a lot and I've had a little bit of that. Like when you're leaving Mexico, like that, the 2 days of like, oh God, like my stomach doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
But that basically, it does feel different. I mean, it's the same outcome.
Have you ever taken, speaking of homeopathic stuff, have you ever taken activated charcoal?
Well, I drink charcoal water.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, in addition to my chlorophyll water.
That stuff is amazing. Yeah.
So I get this act at the same place where I get my chlorophyll water creation. I get activated charcoal water, and it's just, I might have some in the fridge right now. It's just charcoal and water. Sometimes they have like lemon, or they put agave to make it taste better. But I'll drink, if I have, like last week I was having a real bout of the IBS, and I'll drink a big glass of that, and it makes me feel so much better. Yeah.
If I get diarrhea, I keep charcoal tablets in my...
And probiotics. Now I'm Yakult.
I will take a charcoal and a probiotic, and clears it up immediately. There's somebody at your door.
Someone's at my door. Hold on. I got to go get...
I'm going to keep talking.
Okay.
Yeah, Busy's going to answer the door. So when I get sick, probiotics and activated charcoal pills do the trick every time. Hi. How are you? We've met before. I'm good. We're talking about poop.
We're doing this episode's about IBS and spastic colon and poop. Your episode will be about
We have next week's guest has just walked in. Going to be horrified to listen to what we're talking about.
No, she won't. She's like, Nicole's...
I'm open to all things.
Yeah.
I am not. Yeah.
No, Steve has like a real issue that we need to like deal with, yeah. I think. I'm upset that you're so upset about poop.
I'm not upset. I'm like used to it now.
It bums you out, though.
It does bum me out.
But that's like
sitting on the toilet, even by myself in my own apartment.
What about, can't you use that time to watch my Instagram stories? You know what I mean? Just like watch some stories, like chill out.
No, I don't want to look at other
people. You don't want to look at other people? Oh my God, you're so deep in it. You like hate it so intensely.
Yeah, I want it to end. Ugh, it's the worst.
Boy.
Although my bathroom is so small, this is the good thing. If I ever got food poisoning, like you were talking about, where I'm shitting and puking at the same time.
Yeah.
My sink is so close to the toilet.
You could just do
it. I can poop and puke in the sink at the same time.
Wow, Steve. So
I
see?
I like that in my house too. It's worked for me.
It's, you've had, I haven't, but it's good to know it's there.
Wait, Steve. So here's what I want to, I think we should leave the people with.
Yeah.
That for stomach problems, see your doctor if you shit blood.
For sure.
Right.
Anything involving blood, you should see your doctor.
Colonoscopies are not that bad, according to me. I mean, it wasn't bad.
It's debatable. Okay.
It was not that bad. You get put under, you wake up, it's over. It's just have to like give yourself a, you know, thing beforehand.
Yeah. It's a necessity too, eventually.
Right. Everybody should get them.
Yep.
Then charcoal, activated charcoal. Here's some homeopathic solutions for diarrhea.
Oh, activated charcoal.
IBS.
And probiotics.
Probiotics are key, guys. Everybody should be taking these probiotics.
Yeah.
I mean, we're no doctors, but...
Drink plenty of water.
Why you have to stay hydrated.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. And too much coffee will also wreak havoc.
It's a diuretic, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And lemon water also is. So be careful when you're, I mean, if you want a diet, we can talk about that too. But
maybe another episode.
Maybe another episode.
I think that's good. I mean, we've gone like 45 minutes.
Yeah, we really covered it. I'm sorry.
Really
are you upset about my IBS?
No. No. I feel sorry for you. But I am glad I don't have to deal with that shit. Literally.
I just feel like it's so crazy that you like you clearly have these things attached with pooping from childhood.
Yeah.
And that's clearly just what it is.
Yeah.
And so it bums you out every morning.
Well, my
between
dad
9
used
and
to
10.
Beat me every time I shit. No, I'm just kidding.
He did not. He's
who's
dead.
Shitting?
He can't defend himself, Steve. That's not fair.
I believe in ghosts, though. I see his ghost every time I poop.
Guys, I hope that you don't suffer from the things I suffer from. Or celiac. Celiac's a big one. I have friends who have celiac.
Well, just don't be afraid to talk about it. And
that's
you should
what I'm
definitely
saying.
Not be afraid to see a doctor.
Yeah, I just like, I like worry about people that get nervous about talking about poop because I'm glad. I really do think that Oprah changed the conversation. She really did.
Changed everything.
She did. She changed the conversation. She like made it okay for people to say like, everybody poops. And that book by that Japanese guy, Everybody Poops.
Yeah.
Everyone Poops. That's a great one. Get it for your kids.
All right.
I try to talk to my kids about pooping and like in a very
mom.
No, they don't care. Like I ask my 9-year-old, I'm like, do kids poop at school? Like, is it weird? Does anyone like make fun of someone for pooping at school? And she says no. So I'm, you know,
that's good.
It's probably more around puberty that people get nervous about stuff.
I've never pooped at school.
What?
I have no idea how that's physically possible.
Oh, it's possible.
Steve was saying that he withheld poop for 3 days.
Because I was a kid
trip.
When I was a kid. By the way, you can pick that up. Nicole Sullivan is here. She's next
gonna
week's guest.
She's going to be joining us next week, and you're going to want to listen to this story that she's going to tell
you.
But
yeah, when I was a kid, I was at camp and I was in an outhouse pooping and some kids tried to tip it over. And I think that's what started my
problem. Yeah, no, he's like been triggered. He's definitely been triggered.
Yeah, for sure.
But I just think, you know, it's so, poop is so vital to your like health and well-being.
Fiber. It's so...
Oh, fiber.
Check your fiber content on your foods you're eating.
I'm also fascinated. I obviously have the opposite problem since I have the IBS and spastic colon. I am fascinated by people who are constipated all the time. Like that to me would just be a nightmare.
That's a bummer, yeah.
Like a living
That never
nightmare.
Happens to me.
Mark gets travel constipation.
Yeah, I'll get a delay if I take a long flight.
Really?
Yeah,
So my secret for that I've started to try to get him to do is the dandelion root tea.
Oh, yeah, that'll cure you fast.
On the airplane, dandelion root tea, and then you're good.
It won't kick in while you're still in the airplane.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
No.
Senna. Yeah, you want to be careful with Senna. I really recommend people be very careful with like laxative teas because I think that I get very nervous about all those fit teas that the people sell on Instagram because I think those are just basically laxative teas.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of course.
Like I get nervous about girls and women getting like hooked on laxative teas because it makes your stomach flat, but then you're like, you can't poop without a laxative tea.
I was here in the 90s when all the actresses that was the main addiction. Was
laxatives. Yeah.
It was so rampant. Yeah, and it sort of bridged its way into laxative teas, which is a way for them to still carry on the weirdness of it. But it was just plain old laxatives, like 20 a day, 30 a day.
Oh my God.
That's so much shitting.
But I mean, I'm already there. You know what I mean? I poop all the time anyway. So, but what does the laxative do? Like it just, your body doesn't process the food. I mean, I know it's like an eating disorder thing.
Yeah, it's an eating disorder thing. Definitely. It doesn't have time to process. It still processes most of the calories, but not all of them. But it processes none of the nutrients. So you're getting a third less calories and nothing that your body needs to survive.
Oh, my God.
Fucking people are the worst.
People are so insane. Guys, so that's what I'm saying. Be careful with laxative teas. Be careful with, like, fit teas. I don't know about any of them. Like, just do your own research. You know what I mean? We're no doctors. Yeah. I can't really advise you, but...
Yeah, so... I hope any of this was helpful.
At the very least, people just heard me share my story and share your story.
Yeah. I hope you took it all with a grain of salt because
we're no doctors.
Bye.
Bye.
Feral Audio.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Steve. AG, you know. I'm here to let you know that Starburns Audio has a new survey. Just go to starburns.audio/survey. We're trying to get to know our listeners a little bit better. And it only takes a few minutes, I promise, but it makes a massive difference to the podcasters at Starburns Audio. Believe me, we are trying to get to know a little bit more about you, what you like, what you don't like. Ideas you may have to make things run smoother. This really is a helpful survey because currently podcasting is still kind of like the Wild West. We still don't know a lot. It's a new medium. So your responses make everything a lot easier. It's incredibly helpful and incredibly quick. So again, just go to starburns.audio/survey. And fill it out. Help a brother out, all right? Thanks, guys.
Let's say Seinfeld was on an island, and he was blowing Boris Karloff. What would that be like?
And it might go something like this. Oh, Mr. Karloff, I loved you and Frankenstein, and I love giving you a blowjob. Why, Mr. Sonfeld, I'd love having you